Hey guys, this is Kavaski Irvin, the host of the Humming Pod Podcast. Let's get our fan base, group base, excellence base involved. This is about everybody. I call it a fan base, but it's not a fan base. This is a work base. We working. You ain't a fan, you working. We working. How you gonna be a fan when you putting in work? It don't make sense, right? We ain't a fan base. We work. This is a work base. But I want to go ahead and point out the fact that we made a huge podcast, our last pod. Our podcast was one of the biggest we've ever done. We touched on 100 topics. We've reached out to Jaden about the podcast, and we're going to get some response about this from him. And we cannot wait, but it's just more to show him what we doing and what we're going to be doing on the podcast when we link up. That's what that was about. And, right now I'm kind of moving through a little bit of the, timeline on my thing so I can see what's kind of going on. Here it says stuff about, so I'm on X and it's saying things about this kid named Cassinet. And then I'm also watching a video about this girl who threw boiling hot water on her ex or her boyfriend for cheating. Got some stuff from Donald Trump and situation there. Got logos and stuff about orthopedic clogs. Kind of like a croc slash tennis shoe, which is supposed to support a healthy bunion. So that's pretty awesome. Drake tried shooting his shot at this woman across the entire stadium. Okay, well, Drake tried to shoot a shot across the stadium at a girl. Pretty crazy. Now, I want to talk about the book that I recently read called The Poet. This book is from the perspective of a journalist as the main character. So a journalist. And this guy gets involved because there was a murder. And this murder was upon someone that he knew. And he knew him well because it was his twin brother. And he says that they didn't have all the twin psyche and all the those things, and they didn't dress alike and all that stuff. He says this, and this is to individualize itself as an individual, as someone who is, you know, a whole and complete person of his own. And a lot of times you see twins and they kind of match the clothes, they match the face, match the emotions, they match the bags and backpacks, and it matched things like that. And so he says, we're not like that at all. He wants to be an individual. Next, about this story, The Poet, we have some awesome characters in this story. We have from murder to love to side characters to side events, side attractions. We have all those things inside of this book, The Poet. We have poetry. We have mystery. Detection or detective work. We have FBI work. We have journalism. We have different locations. We have awesome things going on here in this book, The Poet. Not only because The Poet is a long book by a guy named Mike Conley, and not only is it just a book that's big, but this is awesome work. This is work that is deserving of the second, third, fourth looks. I'm saying by the same person who read it. Look back at it. See what you did, see what you missed. See what you could have looked at better or clearer to read the plot or see what was going to happen or find out who was going to be with who or what was going to be what. Go back and look at these things. This is one of those books. The Poet by Mike Conley. And it was written in 1996. And I love this book. It was really good to me. Now, yes, I love this book. But I'm not the person who reads a book. I will get there. But I'm not the person who will read a book and then remember all those things that I read. I had to listen to this book on Audible. It was very important for me to listen to it on Audible because I was so confused why I picked that book up. And then once I listened to it, saw it, realized, I'm like, yeah, there's no other book that I would want to read than this one. At this point of time, as I'm learning and learning and learning and growing and taking great leaps into my future, I'm so happy that I bought the book. Well, the one I bought was called The Narrows, and this book is called The Poet, which is something that ties into the second or into this book very well. And I ended up being blessed. The Lord said, I want you to see it for what it is, not whose it is. And that right there really sat with me so much. Because that's just the way I approach the game. That's the way I approach life and business. And I won't give up on you because I understand that giving up on yourself is a scary thing. So scary. But I won't give up on you. Thank you, God. I got my car rolling and all these different things this morning. So I had a little issue this morning. And we got it fixed up. But this is the Humming Pod Podcast. And let's go a little bit deeper on this story. So The Poet. And this was a underlying plot. People missed this plot for like 15 years. And this guy went on just killing and setting up his plans. And as this happened, as people kept missing, he would always leave trails. He left trails of Edgar Allan Poe's work, and this was deep, dark work. And by doing this, it really showed that he had a perspective, had a motive, had a reason, had reasons why. And this is what gave him an advantage in certain ways to go ahead and get him out of her life and move on. Because with this idea of you know, creation or expression, the poet was able to lure people in, lure deep thinkers in, and wrong thinkers in as well. So he had been on a murder spree, and as this happens, you don't know who the poet is in the beginning, and you find out in the end. So that's something that I was happy about. What I wasn't so happy about, I don't know who it was, though. Like, I'm not big on asking questions. I like the dead giveaway. I'm not the question type. Give me the dead giveaway. I'm good with everything else. And so this episode of The Humming Pod is so special to me because I finished this book in a matter of a few days. But as I listened to it, it brought me back to day one. It brought me back to day one. What is day one for me? Well, for me, day one was when I would sound out words, sound them out loud. And this book brought me back to those days when I was sounding out words to figure out the meanings and essences and what they really want to say to me. Because I'm not the guy to sit around and be able to just read all day. I gotta be actively doing things. So, The Poet is discovered, but we have love in this midst of all of this mess between coworkers and coworkers. There's a war going on, so you know, got to be careful. My cousin had prom not long ago, and their suits looked really nice. I was just thinking about that as I'm thinking about the past week and stuff. Well, you guys, you got to understand, this is a Humans of the Ocean Science book club. I love books, and I'll continue to highlight them for you guys. I'll keep chattering these things. Now, where in the world will I go next? That's the big question. That's the big question. We'll find out in our next episode. I'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Bye-bye.